Reel 6. This year, of course, is the 50th anniversary of the end of the war, you know, in Europe.
Yes.
And Japan. Do you think it should be commemorated in any particular way?
The only commemoration I like, and say this is my own opinion, is just to be quiet and simple, and if you like, a church service, just to say thank God it's all over and that we came through it. But I don't see too much point in too much jollification, to be honest, because for so many people, it is bringing back so many unhappy memories. The men who didn't come home, what does it mean to the wives of those men who are still here? Agreed, you've got to see a sense, as we said, a sense of humour, but I really can't see much point in commemoration, yes, but in a subdued way. There's already an argument, isn't there, about the service there, which I can partly understand, but on the other hand, how many people are left that actually went through the war to attend that service in such a big cathedral?
What do you think about the argument about the Japanese, you know, that the Japanese shouldn't be allowed?
No, I agree with this. I agree wholeheartedly. When you look back and you think what a traitorous nation they were and the suffering of their prisoners of war, I don't think anything can forgive that.
Do you feel differently about Germans?
Slightly different, but I don't know about the modern generation, the present generation, of course. I have no connection with them at all, no experience. But I think at the time, being led by a man like Hitler, there must have been an awful crowd of, what word do I really want? Stupid isn't the right word. But to be led, a whole nation, to know what they were doing, don't tell me they didn't know. Or the persecution of the Jews, and they say they didn't know. Of course they must have known. And yet it's all very well saying, well, we had to do it, but I don't think as a whole nation they had to do it. Surely if there'd been enough of them, gut-minded, if you like, they could have put paid to Adolf Hitler and his mad schemes. You haven't read that, have you? A Last Appeal to Reason. Haven't you ever seen one? Well, it's very enlightening to read that. His speech at the Reichstag in July 1940, that's right. It's hair-raising. And that, incidentally, that leaflet was picked up by my husband and his colleagues as air raid wardens one particular night. I've got the date on there, when it was dropped, when they were dropped all over the south coast of England from German planes. And the instructions came out from our New Forest headquarters, from the government. All leaflets had to be collected in. They didn't want them left scattering around. I think perhaps they thought people were so tired by now that they would have read it and thought, perhaps some of them, Hitler's right, you know, what are we doing this for, and caved in. But so that the instructions were, collect them all. And I don't really know where they ended up, where they had to go to. But needless to say, that one little one was one of the ones my husband picked up on the marshes with his colleagues, and I thought, we're going to keep that for posterity. And if you read it, I mean, as you've just said, a nation could be led by a man like that with what he said. It's almost, to me, unbelievable.
Well, Eileen, thank you very much indeed for telling me about your experiences on the home front in World War II. It's really been very interesting.
Thank you very much anyway. I'm glad to be able to cooperate, and I hope, perhaps, in future years, people will look back and think, well, women aren't such dumb creatures as we thought they were, the jobs they did. They took over everything, ambulance driving, and I could tell you what two hair-raising experiences of some of the lady ambulance drivers we had during the Blitz there, right? Yes. Oh, some of our, I say this area was fairly fortunate, but of course, when occasion demanded, they were driven into Southampton and to help out there, and they'd come back tired, and dusty, dishevelled, perhaps the ambulance blown to bits almost, and of course the hospital were evacuated, patients in the hospital. I think, if I remember rightly, the Southampton Hospital went to Oxford or somewhere like that to empty the hospitals, of course, obviously. But see, they tackled anything and everything that came along. And I shall be glad that God made me a woman.
Thank you very much, Irene. I'm glad to.
Yeah, thank you. It has been my pleasure to talk to you anyway. And I feel a little bit flattered and honoured that you considered it worth coming to see me.